So five facts about the call of God. Number one is what? Many are called. Number two, there is a call to fruitfulness. And it's dangerous not to fulfill that call, isn't it? Number three, some people are called in a spectacular way. Yes. Some people are called in a very spectacular way. Spectacular means what? Please help us. Screen man. Many are called in a spectacular way, like Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9. Dramatic way. And unfortunately, many people feel that when they are called that way, that's when they will take the call of God seriously. But not everybody is called in a spectacular way. What does it mean of spectacular? Magnificent. Majestic. Impressive. Impressive. Dazzling. Breathtaking. Striking. You know, sometimes people will say, and I was in my room and I heard a knock. And before I opened the door, light came into the room. Then I fell to the ground and I heard the voice. And the voice mentioned my name 3 times. And like a Nigerian mother will call your name 3 times and then he will ask you, how many times did I call you? Very spectacular. Some people have such experiences that God will call them in a spectacular way, like Paul. Paul was on his way to Damascus. Acts chapter 9. Let's read Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Quickly, Mr. Screen Man. Oh. Hello. Hello. And Saul, yet breathing abstinence and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Hey, Paul, he was wild, was breathing out threatenings and killing, slaughtering, and desired of him letters. He himself was a lawyer or whatever. He had lawyers, letters to Damascus of the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Every Christian, anybody who goes to church, gather whatever in the name of Jesus Christ, apostle, he will arrest all of them and bring them. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shine round about him a light from heaven. Wow! And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Then he said, who art thou, Lord? He said, my name is Jesus Christ, the one you are persecuting. You cannot kick against me. Hey. So I was like, but I thought you died 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. I've never met you. You see, but what you didn't know is that when you fight the church is Jesus' bride. Yes. Jesus' bride. And in marriage, you and your bride becomes one flesh. So if you touch the bride, you are touching him. Yes. So what you were doing against the church, against the apostles, including Apostle Stephen, it was me. Against what you think you are kicking against is deadly. It will hurt you. It's called a prick. You are kicking against a prick. Are you mad? You see these sharp tongs and you are going to kick it. You will hurt yourself. You will scream in pain. Never, if God forbid, if one day you ever become offended in the church and you want to leave the church,
have nothing bad to say against the church. Nothing bad against the pastor or any pastor. I'm telling you, remember this scripture. You will hurt yourself. Yes. When you see people doing that, it means they are not spiritual. And they don't read their Bible. And they don't have their quiet time. It is hard. In other words, it is, it is not possible. It is hard. What you are doing, it will hurt you. Yes. Because it's a hard person who will do that. Not that he cannot do, but why would you do that? You end up hurting yourself. You see your leg bleeding in pain. That was what Jesus told Saul. As he was persecuting and inflicting accusations and all kinds of evil against the church. So then he now asked Jesus, what would you have me to do? Yes. This is one of the most intelligent questions every Christian must ask the Lord. Yes. What would you have me to do? When you come to the Lord, this is a question you must ask. And then Jesus said, yes, I have a reason for saving you. I've always saved for a reason. But I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell a man of God. And then he will tell you what you must do. Yes. I won't tell you, I will tell your pastor. I have a pastor who will tell you. This is where a lot of people make mistakes. That sometimes you're in the church, your pastor will tell you, go and do this, go and start a church here, go and start a branch here, go and start a church here. And you will trivialize it. Not knowing that it's God who is speaking through him. Oh, yes, God is speaking through him. Is it like my ministry, the ministry God gave to me to be a missionary in Mozambique? God didn't speak to me directly. I told you it came by a text message. But you see, I have to be a spiritual person to know that the prophet Bishop Dak has many sons. Many people who are ready to go on missions. But it's me that he took his phone to send a text message to me. If I am not I'm not a fool, then I have to say that it's God who is moving. So God told Saul, he gave him an address, that go to this is the address, go to this man, Ananias. He's a man of God. Right? He will tell you what to do. It shall be told what thou must do. I will not tell you. You see, there is no calling without the element of a man involved to guide you and to tell you what to do. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you. You see, recently, we're looking for a pastor for one of us. So I was with a prophet and some two other bishops. So they kept bringing out names. And he would say, oh, I don't know these people. Then prophet said, but I know this guy. Like in the church, he went there. In the church, as he went there, the only person he got to know was that particular brother. So he himself said, I recommend that guy. I want that guy. Then he told me, organize the guy to come to Accra here and give him the mission. I said, wow, this guy is my favorite. So the brother came all the way and spoke to him. I spoke to him. I had a meeting with him. I explained to him this, that. Charlie, favor has found you. You are blessed amongst men. He said to Mary, thou art blessed amongst men. Hey, Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Thou art highly favored. You are blessed amongst men. Hey! Only for the brother to say, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your thoughtfulness. Thank you for considering me. But I'm sorry. I will not do it. Yes. We are all shocked. Then I said, this guy is not spiritual at all. You see, in Psalm 77, verse 20, let me show you a scripture. I hope I'm not bothering you with a lot of scriptures. Psalm 77, verse 20. He said, talking about God, thou leadest thy people like a flock. By God is the one who leads his people. But he leads us through a hand. A hand, a human being. A hand. Called Moses. Moses. And in this ministry, God is leading us by a hand called Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Wait. And Aaron, who was Aaron? Aaron was the one assisting Moses. So Bishop Richard I, Sister Philippa, Bishop Apache, Dr. Steve, we are all Aarons. Oh yes, all Aarons. Every other bishop you see, our role is Aaronic role. So our Moses Bishop Doug will say, this, let's do this in the UK church. Let's do this in Mozambique. Let's do this. Let's do that. It's the hand. God is leading all of us through that hand. A spiritual person will look for the hand. What is the hand asking us to go? What is the direction of the hand? And then we all follow. That's why when the allies rebel against Moses, God took it personally. He said, it's me they have murmured against. He said, they have murmured, and they murmured against Moses and Aaron. God took it personally and dealt with the people personally. Don't forget this scripture. Thou leadest thy people like a flock through the hand of Bishop Doug Heward Mills and Aaron. Every bishop is assisting the prophet. Yes. See people when prophet comes, this is what we are doing. We are doing denominations. We are doing that. And they are complete. They are memory. I said, these people are not spiritual. When the church started, where were you? God has used our prophet from a classroom in one of the poorest areas in Ghana. Led him until the church has become what it is today. International. Look at us here in England. This is not Africa. This is England. On a Monday. And then you have the audacity. And you are criticizing and speaking against the hand. Huh? And you are speaking and talking about things you don't understand. Thou leadest thy people like a flock through the hand of Moses and Aaron. Recognize the hand God is using. And the hand is for direction. Hand is for direction. Someone say, we are going here. We are going there. Yes, in few weeks, you are going to have another camp with the prophet himself. Don't say that we just came for another camp. Why are they calling us for another camp? Sure. You will be here. Where else would you be? Your Moses is coming and he say you will not be there. Even me, I'll be in Mozambique. I will come here. Oh. Through the hand of Moses and Aaron. So I'm explaining to you that respect men of God in your life. Because God will use their hand to direct you. So, even though God had a plan for Saul, but God wanted to direct him through a hand called Ananias. So he said, you go to Ananias. He will tell you what you should do. But I will not deal with you directly. God respects protocol. I say, God does what? That's what? Respect protocol. He respects order. Order. That's why Miriam was rising herself with Moses. God said, no, you are making a mistake. Small dream that you had that it came to pass. No, suddenly you say that me and Moses, we are the same. We are also prophets. Ah! So now, he leaves Saul and talks to Ananias. He said, oh, there's this guy who is coming. This and this and this. God, Ananias said, ah. What do you mean? You mean that guy? Ah, go up. You haven't heard of the many bad things and evil things this man has done to your church and to your people? Oh, you don't know? If you don't know, let me tell you. God said, oh, I know. See, that's what I said. God is not looking at your goodness and whatever. No, he's looking at, there's something good he sees in you. Every one of us here. That's the more spiritual you are or mature you become, the more you don't really look at people's mistakes. What for mistakes there? There's more. Plenty. Including yourself. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Else, you will delete everybody from the ministry. Nobody will be worthy. Yes. So sometimes we withdraw people, work on them, encourage them, restore them, let them play on again. Not to disqualify anybody. Else all of us will be disqualified. Totally and fully. But God said to Ananias, he's a chosen vessel. He's a chosen vessel. And I have three missions. His calling has three missions. Yes. He will be a vessel, first of all, to bear my name before the Gentiles. Yes. He will lead a lot of unbelievers to me. And number two, he will bring kings. He will also lead a lot of kings. Some kings will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then number three, the children of Israel. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So it was a man of God whom God used to tell. So Jesus said, I will not tell you. Even though I've shown myself, giving you a spectacular whatever. But so sometimes when a pastor says, Sister Philippa tells you, I want you to go to this place, go and start a church there. Take it that God has spoken to you. Take it that God has spoken to you. Don't argue. Don't make excuses. You've been making a big mistake with your life. I mean, look at me standing here. If I've not gone to Mozambique, do you think I'll be here? Do you think I'll be the chairman? I'll be chairman of the executive council of the UD. Not at all. Not at all. What have you achieved? Follow the calling. Obey instructions. And let's see what will come out of it. Amen.
Amen.
Let there be fruits, because you are known by your fruits. Not by what you say and what you don't say. And that's how Paul received his call. It was quite spectacular. Dazzling. Yes. Striking.